It's the Global Voice. It's the Global Voice. You're listening to At the Tone with DJ Frederick on the Global Voice. Hey, you found the coolest radio station on the internet, the Global Voice, And this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At The Tone. Music for libraries and lava lamps, a mix of dusty grooves, easy jazz, and a tinge of psychedelia from the 1960s through today.
I can't get no
one of my personal favorite pieces from my favorite film soundtrack. That was the Mutato Musica Orchestra from the Royal Tenenbaums, released back in 2001. And we started off with Gary McFarland from his seminal album, The In Sound, which was released back in 1965. Of course, I can't get no satisfaction. But I get a whole lot of satisfaction from doing this show for you. And if you'd like to correspond and communicate, my email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. You can also seek out the Facebook group. It's called At the Tone.
Exploring science in the sea. Some of the bottlenose dolphins near the town of Laguna, Brazil, seemed to have a pretty good thing going. The dolphins herd schools of fish toward spots along the shore. At a signal from the dolphins, fishermen drop their nets into the water. The people trap some of the fish in their nets, while the dolphins get the rest. It's one of a handful of known examples of humans and wild dolphins working together. The dolphins and fishermen of Laguna have been working together for more than a century, and a recent study confirmed what the locals have known all along. It's the same dolphins that bring in the bounty. More than 50 dolphins live in the large lagoon near the town, but researchers found that only about 20 of them work with people. The rest forage throughout the lagoon, spending more time and energy gathering dinner. The number of cooperative dolphins stays about the same. When one leaves the group, another moves in. Mothers appear to pass the skill along to their calves. Some of the dolphins stick to the best fishing spots, while others move around, hitting several sites. As the dolphins get near the shore, they slap their tails on the water or give other signals to their human partners to drop their nets. Researchers suggest that when the nets hit the water, the schools of fish break up. That may disorient the fish, making the ones that escape the nets easy prey for the dolphins. So the people and dolphins don't get to share many tall tales about the one that got away. Our writer-producer is Damon Bedingfield. Script coordinator, Heather Herrick. Audio engineer, Shayna Brown. The executive producer is Lee Fuman. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
I recently renewed my membership in the North American Short Wave Association. They have an amazing monthly publication that tells you what's going on in the shortwave scene in North America and around the world. It's an all-volunteer association, and they have recent loggings, columns about pirate radio, all kinds of cool stuff. So if you're interested, for more information, you can check out naswa.net. That's naswa.net.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note that I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch. By the time I made turn softly and call my name alone. And she'd cry to think that I would really leave her. Oh, time and time again, I tried to tell her so. Didn't know that I would really go. She just didn't know. Try to decide. She didn't think that I might die. All the ones I tried to kill us. Thank you.
The Shoestrings with their cover of the Bee Gees' Massachusetts. And before that, we heard two different versions of By the Time I Get to Phoenix. We started out with Johnny Rivers, and then we heard the wonderful harp playing of Dorothy Ashby. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone. Music to help you find your groove. Here on the Global Voice.
Just as a photograph can document the way a place looks at a moment in time, a soundscape recording is a dynamic reminder of how it sounds. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Well, a soundscape recording can be used aesthetically for its beauty, or it can be used scientifically for counting the species that are active in that area.
Dan Dugan is an inventor and an engineer who's been recording soundscapes for over 20 years.
You know, I'm a technical nerd and I love equipment and engineering, and nature sound recording combines art, science, and camping. What could be better?
Well, this is one of Dan's recordings of a dawn chorus of birds in Yosemite National Park. We're hearing it in stereo, but it was recorded in surround sound.
Nature is all around, so it makes sense to record it in at least stereo. And since we now have a legacy of technology coming from the movies, we can record nature in surround sound, which is the way nature actually is. It's all around. The minimum setup for surround sound would be four channels. You've got a left front and a right front and a left surround and a right surround. So you need a four-channel recorder.
We'll have more on soundscapes in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. You can hear this and previous programs on our podcast.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. The voice is now streaming live.
The Global Voice is now streaming live from our Facebook page.
Spread the word.
All you need to do is go to the Global Voice's Facebook page, facebook.com/theglobalvoice, which is all one word. Click on the radio plugin link on the left-hand side of the page, just below the About link, and you can start listening to the variety of music and talk programs the Global Voice has to offer. Not only can you find out about the station, but you can post comments while you listen. Try it. Go to facebook.com/theglobalvoice and click on the radio plugin link and start listening to the best programs on the internet from the Global Voice.
Thank you.
And welcome back to At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Global Voice. We're spinning music to help you find your groove.
Thank you. Thank you. You are listening to The Global Voice. You are listening to The Global Voice.
This is Bird Note. Remember when you were a young Saturday morning bird watcher, learning the intricate lessons of predator-prey relationships and familiarizing yourself with the sounds of highly urban birds? Let's return today to the alarm call of a small, animated yellow bird native to Southern California, Tuitiavis superciliosus. Popular for a wide, melodious vocal array, its delicate song is not easily forgotten.
I'm a tweet with a bird in a deodorant page. Tweet is my name, but I don't know my age. I don't have to worry, and that is that. I'm safe in here from that old putty cat.
But this bright and noisy bird is particularly susceptible to predation, and so has developed a complex series of alarm calls. Listen as the bird reacts to the approach of its chief predator, the cat.
I thought I saw a putty cat. I did saw a putty cat.
Well, southern succotash, a tasty little morsel.
The bird, now suspicious, increases the intensity of its call.
Ooh, I'm scared!
The cat quickly makes its move.
Aha! Now I gotcha!
As the bird issues its most desperate alarm call. And yet, against all odds, Tuitiavis eludes its predators to sing its song another day.
Singing in the bathtub, happy once again. Watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain. Singing in the bathtub.
All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to At the Tone here on the Global Voice. And if you enjoy crate digging and dusty music, you've found the right frequency. If you would like to correspond with me about musical matters or radio remembrances or just about anything related to radio and music, my email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's Frederick with an E, FREDERICK, @christiannewage.com. That's all one word. ChristianNewAge.com. And the reason I have that email address is because I am a staff member and a writer for the Christian New Age Quarterly, which you can learn more about from visiting ChristianNewAge.com. But this is going to wrap it up for this edition. I want to say thank you for listening, and wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.